The Word of God became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what it was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Therefore, the child to be yours will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. You will probably have noticed that when you read the scriptures, we have very, very few words spoken by Mary. But Mary, one of Mary's outstanding qualities was that she was a wonderful listener. Now, you and I know it's very hard to listen, because we want to be talking. And some of us are very bad at listening. And I have to admit, I find listening difficult. And a good part of that is because I'm a man. And I think on the whole, men are bad listeners. Women are much better listeners. I don't know whether you agree with that or not, but that's my own limited experience. And also, just like in the Gospel this morning, Mary pondered all these things and thought about them. And again, there were women think about things and ponder about things in their hearts, and think sometimes very deeply, whereas I think we men tend to be a bit more shallow. Now, men mightn't like to hear me saying that, but that's just my limited experience, and also speaking for myself. I think over the years I might have improved a bit. Because when people are, when it comes to people, especially when they come and they're in trouble, All they sometimes want is somebody to listen to them and to take them seriously. That's very important. Just to listen. Listen and take them seriously. And when it comes to prayer, that's the one part of prayer that most of us forget about. We think prayer is babbling on all the time, talking. The most important part of prayer is listening. The most important part of prayer is listening. And that's why I think some of you find, I personally do find a weekday Mass more uplifting and more devotional in some ways than very often at Mass on a Sunday. There's so many things going on, and silence is a very important part of prayer. Silence. Just being aware of the presence of the Lord, and just to be silent. Because after all, we got to remember my definition, my real definition is I am a human being. Rather, I am not a human doing. It's just being is the most important part. And especially when we're in the presence of the Lord, just being. And being quiet. Listening. That's a vital part of prayer. And Mary is a wonderful example of listening and just being.